What's up, apes? Welcome back to the 5-Minute Peel. Today, we are going to be talking about Netflix. Now, the company reported its first quarter earnings late last week. It was late on Thursday night, and then the stock dropped like a rock on Friday. I didn't mean to rhyme that right there, but I kind of did just spit a bar. So on that high note, let's just go ahead and get right into things here. All right, you guys know how this goes. I'm going to be pulling up my trusty little, used to be a Word document. Now it's a full-on kind of a PDF here in Microsoft Edge. Again, don't bully me for using Microsoft Edge. It's the only free one that allows me to use a highlighter here. We, of course, want to highlight the most important things, like the fact that the company is graduating from its growth phase. That really was the narrative, and that was kind of the theme going on with Netflix's earnings report right here, is that they are in the process of transitioning from a very high-flying, growthy tech name into a more mature and sophisticated company. More into that blue chip territory if they weren't there already. The stock price over the past year has definitely been rewarded for that, trading at a valuation or a market cap of just under about $250 billion. That's on a 73% annual return. We can see exactly why revenue growth is very strong, about 15% for the year, up to that about $9.4 billion. Now, the really good thing that we've seen here is improving margins, especially operating and net margins that we can see right here, up close to 25 and 30% respectively, much better than what we saw at the end of last year and especially 1 year ago. And that's on about $2.3 billion worth of net income, an absolute explosion from the last quarter, but there is a lot of seasonality to consider in that factor. So we're not exactly too hyped on that 150% growth that just kind of comes with the trends that the company was in seasonally. So again, not too hyped on that, but what we definitely are hyped on is this explosion in free cash flow growth. So of about 35% over the quarter or 1% for the full year. Now, the fact that Netflix has been able to maintain such a high free cash flow at about $2.1 billion, very promising in terms of that graduation from growth, kind of moving into that more mature phase. That's exactly what we would want to see. Now, what we don't want to see in that case is an expanding valuation. Now, it makes sense why we are, because they're improving fundamentals, improving subscribers and monetization at the same time, but still moving into that more mature phase. We don't necessarily want to see this company continue to get share price returns from multiple expansion. That makes us a little bit nervous, but seeing strong subscriber growth along with all those other fundamentals kind of justifies it. Up about 16% for the year, that's relatively in line with their average. 3.73% for the quarter, that, what does that work out to, like 15% annually or something like that? Still very solid for a maturing company. Average revenue per membership is what we're talking about with ARPM. The fact that they're continuing to improve their monetization of those users is also very promising at the same time, and their total share of US TV viewing implies that they still have a long runway to grow even in their home country of the United States. Please don't bully me for having 2% marks right there. Let's get into the earnings summary, exactly what the company did say. So wide beats on mostly on EPS, not really on sales, but still a solid beat at about 1% there. Meanwhile, EPS beat by about 17 or just under 17% in total. So very solid performance for the company, especially considering the fact that ARPM is growing strong in the United States, not necessarily globally, but it's definitely something that we want to be paying attention to, is those trends. And we'll break it down with a chart in just a minute or so stay tuned for that. Total memberships continuing to grow almost at 270 million right now, beating expectations by about 2%. And Netflix also did say that most of, like, the average total viewers per membership is somewhere around 2 or a little bit over 2. So basically, the company is more than 500 million people that are watching Netflix. And so that cultural relevance really attributes to that, or contributes, excuse me, to that premium valuation. So looking good on that front kind of makes sense when we consider that as well. Plus, their churn rate, or people who are unsubscribing from Netflix, remains healthy. Now, it's roughly about 2%, whereas the industry average is about 5.3%. So as long as we see Netflix staying over that, that's confirmation that its cultural relevance is far superior to most of the other streaming providers, and it's definitely something that we're going to want to continue to see. All right, now looking forward into guidance, they are casting for about 16% total revenue growth, pretty much in line with what we'd expect. We don't really care about FX neutral, because at the end of the day, those currency conversions are going to affect the bottom line. So we are looking at nominal, or I guess FX neutral, or non-FX neutral revenue growth, if I could speak properly. Now, they do expect a decline in net paid additions in Q2. That really is where a lot of the sell-off came from, but again, there's a lot of seasonality and cyclicality to consider here, especially given the fact that a lot of people here in the United States are still adjusting to the new rules around memberships that completely screwed over a lot of college students that were banking on their parents' Netflix accounts and no longer can. So we'll see how that kind of works out. It seems like a lot of people are starting to move into that ad tier where there's no actual monthly subscription fee, or very low monthly subscription fee, depending on your geography. And we'll talk about that in the monetization section in just a minute as well. Full year guidance, they expect 13-15% revenue growth and an operating margin of 25%, up from 24%. This is really what we care about here. The fact that they expect their operating margin to improve as a maturing company, that's what we want them to be focused on. And they did say that explicitly, that they're shifting their focus to revenue growth, expanding operating margins, and growing free cash flow, as opposed to just subscriber growth. So kind of moving out of that Amazon growth over anything stage. So thoughts so far, they performed very strongly across the board, especially in that fundamental performance, although still saw relatively healthy subscriber growth as well. Churn rates remain very healthy, so that's obviously going to be very positive for a company like Netflix. I do think that the market sell-off is an unjustified or an overreaction at the very least. Now, it definitely didn't deserve to go as far as it did. It's still down about 40 basis points here today, but kind of trading with the market kicks off this week. Most of that is attributable to quote-unquote weak guidance and the decline in net paid additions that they expect, but we're not focused on just one quarter of performance here at the 5-Minute Peel. This really is an early sign of shifting mindset among long-term shareholders. So a lot of people were holding this company for those high growth prospects, and now that much of that has really been achieved, it's going to be rather diminishing marginal returns relative to what they've seen in the past going forward. So a little bit of a shift into more safety, kind of blue chip shareholders. So a shifting shareholder base could affect the share price, at least in the short term. Now, if we go ahead and look at the actual fundamentals, quarterly revenue growth looks extremely healthy. Same thing with quarterly net income, exactly what we would want to see from a more maturing company, like we said here. Breaking down the total subscribers as well here, we included these important charts. So we wanted to kickstart by talking about total average subscribers that the company has for any given period. It's a little bit over about 265 million for the last quarter. Again, this is average for a period, not that at the end of the period. They ended Q1 with about 270 million, but on average, it's still about 265. So this is very strong growth, however, from 220 or so million, 223 or so back in the beginning of 2022. They've added basically 40 to 50 million average users in the past 2 years, exactly what we want to see. I mean, still clearly have no problems with growing subscribers. Now, in terms of where those subscribers are coming from, the EMEA is absolutely leading the way. I don't know why I keep dropping these bars right here. That, again, was completely unintended. But we can see that Europe, Middle East, and Africa have been dominating the total growth for Netflix. That's why we're seeing these subscribers start to overtake that of the United States and Canada. So now the EMEA is Netflix's number one region. Now we're seeing slower growth in Latin America and the Asian Pacific. Now, these tend to be somewhat lower income areas or lower income geographies. So it makes sense that we're starting to see a little bit less of a subscriber growth on that in those regions. But if we scroll down to our next chart, this is where we start to get a little bit worried. So the United States and Canada is really the only geography that the company has continued to effectively monetize over the past 2 years. Ever since they got that COVID bump, they've been able to slightly trend up in this direction. And now that is the vast majority of average revenue per membership comes from the United States and Canada. So it's going to maintain a healthy average revenue per membership in totality for all of Netflix. But especially seeing Latin America and the Asia Pacific decline is a little bit concerning, because these are extremely high growth areas, very high population and kind of burgeoning middle classes. But a lot of them are moving to those unpaid ad tiers. And so that's obviously going to damage ARPM. Overall, we are still seeing improvements in, like I said, in Netflix's total average revenue per membership. If we count up all these regions proportionally and add them all together, we are still seeing a trend slightly higher. But again, not necessarily as fast as we would want to go, especially when we're shifting focus away from subscriber growth. Breaking out some of the more fundamental metrics, we can see that quarterly free cash flow has absolutely taken off since that COVID bump back in the first quarter of 2020, has been positive every quarter since the first quarter of 2022. Again, exactly what you want to see from a more maturing company, especially up now over $2 billion for the second quarter all time now. They've been able to do so while maintaining a very healthy balance sheet. What we're looking at here are some different ratios, including the current ratio in this dark blue, which has basically maintained its line right around one, give or take basically 5 ratio points. But that's, again, exactly what we want to see for a company like Netflix. EBIT to interest expense has been very impressive, however. So this is not debt-fueled growth by any means. We can see that the company's EBIT has been more than able to cover debt 10 times over for quite a long time here now, and is still very much at that level. This is where we currently are in terms of first quarter of 2021. We did want to include the last 12 months just to give us that, you know, to make sure that we weren't falling victim to a low sample size problem right here. Total debt to EBITDA has also been maintained relatively strong as well. We've seen this just absolutely decline ever since those COVID years, and now it's even below two. So again, exactly what we want to see. This isn't debt-fueled growth. They've been translating this into stronger fundamentals. We can see that it's been improving the income statement as well. So we're stacking margins right here. We can see that they're improving just about across the board, especially that gross profit margin level. Now, the big concern here is going to be valuation as well. Now, it has been declining, especially on a PE basis since about the third quarter of 2021, but it's still much higher than we would like to see at over 30. So trading somewhere around 32 times earnings. And then in terms of an EV multiple, it's trading about 25-ish times that EBITDA metric. This is also next 12 months, so this is looking forward. And again, it's still a little bit overpriced, but you know that makes sense given that it is Netflix. All right, so taking a look at some of the last things we wanted to mention here, additions to content assets. This is a rather unique metric that pretty much no other company is going to care about. But for a company like Netflix, where it's been self-funded content, has been a big contributor to growth ever since they released that House of Cards show back with Kevin Spacey before he got canceled. So seeing this decline, it means a couple of different things, or, you know, start to kind of decline from that peak of June 30th back in 2022. Now, first and foremost, it means that the company is more confident with its current content library than it has been in the past. So once you build up to a certain point, obviously you're going to see diminishing marginal returns go from there. But again, a long-term decline in this metric means that they're simply just not investing in the most important thing for them, which is content. That's what we want to see going forward, especially content in more live news, because we think that's the leading growth area for Netflix. So like we said, the stock sold off largely because of weak guidance, focus shifting away from subs. Really, let's get down to what we're watching for going forward. So first and foremost, investments in the content budget. We want to make sure that this is maintaining a healthy level in terms of its ratio to income and to revenue. They've been doing it so far, but that's what we're going to be looking for going forward and seeing if that absolutely falls off a cliff, because that would make us very concerned. Now, over the next 4 to 8 quarters, this is the next year or two, we want to see some kind of growth or really any data related to Netflix's gaming unit to see how that's going, because the company hypes it up quite a lot, but they don't exactly give us much specific data on it. So we don't know how well that's going. It's a huge area for growth, has major potential, but again, we need to see some numbers on that. Plus, relatively soon, we're going to see Mike Tyson beat the living shit out of Jake Paul on Netflix. And that, again, is improvements into their live coverage. Hopefully, that could be done at a premium price as well and continue to help out on improving monetization, even if sub growth slows. They're able to kind of change up that exact monetization, especially with these live events. If they did something like a pay-per-view model, that's exactly what we would want to see, because it's showing that effective monetization and investments in our favorite area of growth for Netflix being live entertainment. All right, so what's WSO's rating at the end of the day? You already know. We are slapping 4 out of 5 bananas onto this bad boy. Originally, I did have 5 out of 5 because the concerns are so short-term and it's so meaningless. But then again, the declines in average revenue per membership everywhere besides the United States and Canada is relatively concerning. There's a lot of paper cuts here, especially when we factor in valuation as well. Those really do add up over time. So that's why we're not giving it 5 out of 5 bananas. But hey, I've never been madder than 80% in my life. B's get degrees just like C's and D's. I am really just spitting bars all over the place here today. So we're going to call it for the latest 5-minute peel. Let us know what companies and other events you want to see us cover next down below. And stay tuned for Taiwan Semiconductor coming out later today, potentially tomorrow as well. But that's our next company on the docket. Let us know what else you guys want to see. And thanks for tuning in. Happy investing. Happy trading. Bye for now.